In Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the armed forces, RCMP, and federal public service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
Welcome to Alphabet Soup. We are at the letter S today, and that means we have a special guest. Oh, wait. That was the wrong theme song. That was the theme song to her podcast called Pocket Full of Mojo and is the 20-minute show you didn't know you needed every week because it gets you right back into the frame of mind that you want to be in when you're having a time and you're a people pleaser like so many of us are. But I'll let her talk about that shortly, so we're going to get her on. Hello, guest. Well, tell the people who you are and about your show.
Well, hello, Andrew, and thank you for having me on Alphabet Soup. I'm Steph.
My pleasure. tell us about your show.
Well, I am a fellow podcaster, so my podcast is called Pocketful of Mojo, and it helps you remember that you're an unstoppable force in nature. You're just taught to forget that, and I help you tap back into it. I call it Mojo, and I just love this radio show because music for me has always been such a massive gateway to like tapping into the mojo. So yeah, super happy to be here.
And you've picked a lot of really good songs on this show, which probably helps with your mojo. So can you tell us about the first four songs? Because those are the ones that you've picked to start us off with.
Oh, Arcade Fire. It would take an entire radio show all to itself for me to tell you all my history with Arcade Fire. And Signs of Life is such a groove. There aren't so many songs that that kind of have this rhythm to it. And so it's just like a good warm-up song. Like, I dare you to listen to the song and not like tap your heel on the ground a little bit and the shoulders drop and you can kind of just get into it. So, and that's what we're doing. We're going to get into this show. And yeah, to keep the groove going, you always choose Krungbin. Krungbin? How many Krungbin syllables are in the name of this band? Nobody will ever know.
It starts with KH. It's hard enough.
Right. It's hard out of the gate. Now, So We Won't Forget is driving down the highway with the top down, feeling the ocean breeze on your face. It's a perfect spring song. You just like, it's sweet and it's romantic and never a bad time to hear this song. Now, Sick and Tired by the Cardigans is right? Such a bop.
Yeah.
You're welcome. And then a first set wouldn't be complete if it came from me and it wasn't just a little bit French. So please, you've probably never heard the song before, so please enjoy Célinge. I don't know. Again, it's one of those mysteries that will outlast music itself.
But music, just like the name of this Arcade Fire song, is the sign of life.
Looking for signs of life, looking for signs every night, but there's no signs of life. alive. So we do it again. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night, but there's no signs of life. So we do it again. First kiss tastes like cigarettes. Dead men walking, take your best. Once again, you lost your friends. Around and around again. Those cool kids stuck in the past. Apartments of cigarette ash. Where we going? Who did you ask? Those cool kids stuck in the past. In a world of cigarette ash. Where we going? Who did you ask? Who did you ask? Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night. But there's no signs of life. So we do it again. Sick. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night. But there's no signs of life. So we do it again. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, sometimes Sunday. Love is hard, sex is easy. God in heaven, could you please me? Do you think you invented life? You find it hard to define, but you do it every time. Then you do it again. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night. But there's no signs of life. So we do it again. Still looking for signs of life. Looking for signs of life. So we do it again. Those cool kids stuck in the past. In a world of cigarette ash. Where are we going? Who did you ask? Who did you ask? Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night. But there's no signs of life. So we do it again. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night, but there's no signs of life. So we do it again. Looking for signs of life.
Signs of life.
101.5 UMFM, your campus radio. That was Fleur Electra with Strike the Match on Alphabet Soup and the letter S. Most of the songs that are chosen by my guest, Steph, the Mojo Queen. Are you a queen of Mojo or are you a maven?
I think I haven't earned my crown yet. I'm working on the crown. It's a path to the crown. I'm calling myself, I identify as a Mojo maven. So expert in, what is the definition of maven? Something
where
really,
does that land in like the area of queen, princess, and whatever is under, what's under princess? I don't even know. Layers of
duchess.
Oh, I typed in layers of crown into Google because I didn't know what to say. And now I'm looking at pictures of dental crowns.
Oh, well, that's so, one way to go.
That's not...
So when...
You're not the maven of the mouth.
No. So it says someone who is dazzlingly skilled in any field. And Mojo is like the energy that you get from oneself. So... champion, genius, hotshot, maven, sensation, star, superhero, superstar, virtuoso, whiz.
Wizard. You are all of those things.
I am a little bit of a witch as well. I can do witchy things.
Yeah. And you're putting all those words that you just had and you're putting them into a giant pot and you're stirring them up to make Mojo.
And we make Mojo. Well, we are Mojo.
Without cackling like a witch.
Well, cackles are welcome. We don't judge here. You know,
so,
but I specialize in people pleasers and the podcast is like these 20 minute beep boops for you to just spend with yourself, do a little bit of awareness work. It makes you feel good every time you listen to it. At least that's the idea. What you feel too good too much of the time. You don't have time to feel good. Check yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've got four more of your songs coming up.
Oh.
Can you tell me what each of them are and which one out of these four gives you the most Mojo?
Ugh, tough.
Yeah, got you there.
Cool. Well, L'Imperatrice is like a grounder, right? Like it's that, let's just take a beat from the chaos and let's just like catch your breath and L'Imperatrice will always get you there. And it does it with like a little bit of a disco groove behind it. And disco is like, I don't know, it's the soundtrack to Mojo, in my personal opinion. Everyone has their disco, but it's this will take you there in a more modern way, which I really like. And then you got Sous le Même Ciel and Sail Away. And, you know, once I go French, I kind of start going down the rabbit hole. So I'm taking you with me. And it's, you know, a little bit more of a sweet song, which lays the groundwork for Sail Away. And David Gray, like this whole album is a banger. It's just incredible song after incredible song. And they're all so different. But this one just like kind of makes you melt a little bit, you know?
Oh, well, you know, now we're going to milk into a Pacific Sonata, right? That's the English version of that, isn't it?
I do believe Sonata, you're correct Pacific. There. Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
Nailed it.
Here it is. Thank you.
crazy skies are wild above me now. Winter howling at my face, and everything I held so dear disappeared without a trace. Oh, all the times I tasted love, never knew quite what I had. Little darling, if you hear me now, never needed you so bad. Spinning round inside my head. Sail on. My heart in your hand. Sail away with me, honey, now. Sail away with me. What will be, will be. I wanna hold you now. I've been talking drunken gibberish, falling in and out of bars, trying to get some explanation here by the way some people are. How did it ever come so far?
See it in our faces, and I know that it's the first. and you're so much. Simply fearless, bruising our hands and a laugh that guides me to your pathways. Closer than friends, yearning for you to utter a phrase that locks me to your body. I'm an island, come and find me. And I know that it's the first time that we're meeting here tonight. And we both got bags we travel with, even if they're light. So I hope and pray that I can be the one you're looking for. Cause I've been looking too, and you're so much I've been hurt before. But it's so much. But you're so much more. Cause I've been looking too.
That was Kate Stevens with So Much More on 101.5. You know what? You've listened to this show enough, right?
Me?
Yeah, you've heard this. You've heard Alphabet Soup enough.
A little bit.
I'm going to let you introduce the next two songs and come back from the break. I just said the first song here. That was Kate Stevens by... I just said that was So Much More by Kate Stevens. So you do the radio intro and bring us back and tell us what show we're on and who you are and what the next songs are. We'll see how you do.
Cool.
The look on her face, I wish you could see it right now, people.
It's okay. I'm a professional. I can do this.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You've got the mojo.
You know it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to UMFM. You're listening to Alphabet Soup. I'm Steph. I'm sitting here with my main man, Andrew. And isn't this a great time to be together listening to music on UMFM? You're going to tell so many people about this episode of Alphabet Soup. It's going to become a thing. So before we get to the next song, Andrew, thanks so much for bringing us some Kate Stevens. Everybody needs a little bit more of her in their lives. So our next two songs are going to take you up and they're going to bring you back down. So welcome to the roller coaster. I'm going to talk about Smile by Jungle. And if this song doesn't make you smile, you're not paying attention. And this is a gift that you can give yourself whenever you need to.
You know, I've asked about a half dozen people to do what you just did on the show as guests.
Yeah.
And so far, there's no one that's going to beat you on making that stuff up as you go along.
Ooh.
So.
I win the improv challenge.
Pretty good. You win you definitely win the challenge.
I think my heart just exploded.
See you smile when you try.
We are at the end of the show today.
Oh, man,
I'd like
that was
to thank
fun.
Steph for I'd like to thank Steph for being my guest. Do you have any parting words? And can you sell yourself on all the Mojo Wings so people know where to find you?
100%. Wherever you are, I'm probably there too. You're on Instagram. You can find me at most definitely. And you can get like affirmations. And if you're a people pleaser, queen, I got you. Because I am a recovering people pleaser. So I can find you like scripts that help you say no to things that you already said yes to, but didn't really want to do. Or just some more, you know, help getting back into and remembering who you are, things that you like. And check me out on the podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. It's Pocketful of Mojo. And I'll meet you where you're at. I got a weekly newsletter. I got some downloadables, and there's just getting started. So come to the ground floor where we can all become friends and talk about our recovery together.
That sounds fantastic. If you want to hear the extended version of this broadcast or playlists or have your stuff played on the show or be a guest like Steph because you think you have the mojo, come find me at alphabetsoup.umfm on Instagram. I'll also be linking Steph's information on the post there so you can find her podcast and she can help you with your mojo. As always, be safe, make smart decisions, and drink lots of healthy water, friends. Otherwise, you're going to have some sour times. And right there is where I would put the violins in. Before we go, I know this is a little out of sync, but I'll sync it up afterwards. Can you tell me why you picked Sour Times?
Absolutely. I was looking for songs that start with F.
Yeah.
And then this one came up, and I was transported back to the 90s where I was discovering like things that I liked that were cool, because that was kind of a new concept for me. And Portishead was like my toe in the water of things that were cool. So I was really square when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh yeah, I like this. This feels right. This is my jam. So it was, you know, one of the, you know, when you're a kid too, that exploration of like choosing your own music as opposed to, you know, being the youngest girl. I never got to choose the music ever. And this was one of the first things that I picked as like my own personal choice.
Since introducing the world to the sound of Cuba's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition still filling stages from Havana to around the world. Now carried forward by Buena Vista Orchestra, the music returns with a powerhouse lineup led by violinist Rolando Morejon Reyes and world-class players connected to the Buena Vista Social Club, Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and more. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra at the Burton Cummings Theater Sunday, October 25th. Tickets on sale now, $39.50 plus fees via Ticketmaster. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra Live, October 25th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
UMFM 101.5 broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, Nahiwak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation. Yeah!